Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, and welcome back to Morning Dump. Ever wake up feeling like a pressure cooker about to explode? You know that feeling when your emotions are running high, even before you've had your coffee? Today, we're diving deep into the fascinating world of managing our emotions and triggers. Because let's face it, life can be a roller coaster, and knowing how to navigate those emotional highs and lows is key to living a happier, healthier life. Now, I'm not talking about suppressing your feelings or pretending everything's sunshine and rainbows. We all experience a range of emotions, joy, sadness, anger, frustration. They're all part of the human experience. But sometimes, those emotions can become overwhelming, leading to stress, anxiety, even unhealthy coping mechanisms. That's where understanding our triggers comes in. Think of your emotional triggers like landmines. They're unexpected situations or events that can detonate a powerful emotional response. Sometimes they're obvious, like public speaking or confronting difficult conversations. But other times, they're more subtle, lurking in the background until bam. You're caught off guard by a wave of anger, fear, or sadness. So, how do we become emotionally ninjas, gracefully navigating these triggers without losing our cool? Well, here are five key takeaways to keep you grounded. 1. Self-awareness is your superpower. First things first, get to know yourself. Pay attention to your thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations throughout the day. What situations consistently leave you feeling stressed or agitated? What words or phrases set off a chain reaction in your emotional system? Journaling can be a game changer here. It's like having an ongoing conversation with your inner self. 2. Reframe your perspective. Our brains are wired to focus on the negative. It's an evolutionary survival mechanism, but in today's world, it can leave us feeling constantly bombarded by negativity. Challenge those negative thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking, "This is awful," ask yourself, "Is this truly awful or just inconvenient?" Often, a shift in perspective can turn a frustrating situation into a learning opportunity. 3. Develop healthy coping mechanisms. We all have ways of dealing with stress, but some are more constructive than others. Binge-watching Netflix all day might feel good temporarily, but it's not going to solve the underlying issues. Instead, opt for activities that nourish your mind and body. Meditation, yoga, spending time in nature, creative pursuits, whatever helps you recharge and find calm. 4. Practice mindfulness. This one takes practice, but trust me, it's worth it. Mindfulness is about being fully present in the moment, without judgment. When you notice yourself getting triggered, take a deep breath, acknowledge your emotions without letting them control you, and try to observe them as if they were passing clouds. 5. Seek support when you need it. We're not meant to go through life alone. If you're struggling to manage your emotions or triggers, don't hesitate to reach out for support. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, consider therapy, or join a support group. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Think about that time when you were feeling really overwhelmed. Maybe it was a stressful work deadline, a challenging conversation with a loved one, or even just a bad day. What happened next? Did you let those emotions take over and spiral out of control? Or did you find ways to manage them, to stay grounded and centered? I bet there are moments where you surprised yourself by handling things with grace and composure, even when the pressure was on. That's because you have the power within you to choose how you react to challenging situations. It's about becoming more aware of your triggers, developing healthy coping mechanisms, and cultivating a mindset of resilience. So, remember this: managing your emotions is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments where you feel like you're handling it all with flying colors, and other times when you're struggling to stay afloat. The key is to keep practicing, keep learning, and keep showing up for yourself, even on the tough days. We're all in this together, navigating the emotional landscape of life one step at a time. Don't be afraid to ask for help, share your experiences, and celebrate those small victories along the way. Now, go out there and rock your day. And don't forget to subscribe to Morning Dump. We've got fresh perspectives and actionable insights waiting for you every single day. See you tomorrow.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.